back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, June 17th, 7:47 Central Time. And our guest this morning is the Reverend Adolfo Borres. He's a pastor at Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Orlando, Florida. Good morning, Pastor Borres.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Doing great.
Good, good. Amen, amen. Well, tell us, what is the ministry that you're about there at Prince of Peace in Orlando, Florida?
Well, basically, I am the Hispanic pastor here at this church. I've been serving here for over almost 10 years.
10 years. And what have you served in other places prior to Prince of Peace?
Yes, definitely. I am originally from Costa Rica, and I was called by the Florida Georgia District to serve as a mission planter initially here, and I was assigned to this church that is, in the core of Orlando, very close to the airport. And I've been serving here since then. There was already a Hispanic minister here when I came, by a very small church, a very small congregation. And, well, part of my ministry was, to grow that congregation. But previously I served back first in Costa Rica and then in Guatemala, because my wife is from Guatemala. We met there, and so I lived there for several years.
And so now you've been in Orlando for 10 years. And tell us about the community that you serve there in Orlando. There is a large Hispanic community in the Orlando area, correct?
That's right. Yeah, mostly Puerto Ricans. The surrounding community for our church is mostly Hispanic. I would say like around 50% of Hispanic people. And that community continues to grow. It continues to expand. So this church, which was, for many, many years, mostly, an Anglo congregation, so the need, to open a Hispanic ministry. And that's why through the Florida District, they, partnered to call a mission planter initially, and then the church itself called me to be, the associate pastor.
And how have you gotten to know the community? How do you reach out to the community there, especially to the Hispanic community in Orlando?
Well, we use banners because since we are located on a huge corner, an outstanding corner, so I think around 90,000 cars, pass through our corner each day. So we advertise our ministry. We put out banners and distribute flyers, and we try to be, visible to the community. But not only that, I mean, we also have ministry in the church. We offer English classes, to the community. We also have a food bank. And this is very well attended because, I mean, there is so much need around this community that we do this once a month, the fourth Saturday of the month. And we have usually around 300 people lined up out there, and I mean they are just waiting here to be served.
Hmm. And so serving through, as you said, through English language programs, through a food bank, and through I gather you have services in Spanish as well, correct?
Definitely, definitely. We offer a Spanish worship service on Sundays at 11, but also we offer, Bible classes. I have two more Bible classes, and some other people are also in charge of other Bible studies, either at home or here at the church. But, we also offer other kinds of community service. We have also, clothes distribution every once in a while, and, regular activities like, for trunk or treat for for the time that this holiday is around, for during Thanksgiving we have a partnership with a local elementary school that is mostly Hispanic, and we offer tutoring. We also offer materials and whatever kind of help we can offer to them. We are there for the school.
How has the work of Prince of Peace in the Orlando area, how has that affected the community? How has that served the community? You've mentioned several ways in which you serve. What's been the response of the community? Are people responding to Prince of Peace?
Definitely. And this is an interesting story. I recently, probably 3 months ago, had someone here over in our church, and he stopped by. He was from our from a Baptist church that is like less than a mile away from us, And this was the youth pastor, the youth leader, something like that. And he stopped by to see how we can both work together to serve the community. And then I forgot about that conversation. It was like a 10-15 minute conversation. And then he came back when we were distributing food. And he came with another pastor, and they were very impressed the way we were serving the community, because we had more than almost 400 people lined up out there that day. So they decided to support our ministry, and they are now giving a regular monthly offering to the food bank of our church. And he said something that caught my attention. This doesn't come from me, and that's why I want to quote him. He said that if Prince of Peace were not here, this community would suffer a lot. Because we are helping the community. And I really appreciated that phrase, because, I mean, that coming from another denomination, this is a Baptist church, saying that we are very much needed in this community because we are, you know, visual and we are serving the community. I mean, he says that if we weren't here, the community would suffer. So I think that we are making a difference. The Hispanic congregation has been growing little by little, because I can't say that it's a very, very large congregation. We are about 120, 150. It varies depending on, you know, a given Sunday. But people are coming to our church. They are hearing the gospel. They are being served by the sacraments and, you know, many other ways. So I think we have an important presence here in this community.
What has been the biggest joy for you in your ministry there at Prince of Peace?
Well, you know, besides my pastoral ministry, in general terms, this ministry of being present in the community, every time I am in charge of part of the food pantry, the food bank, and, you know, when I see these people coming to us and saying thank you, and saying you have been a blessing to me, you know, that brings joy that I just cannot describe. We recently had, you know, this food bank distribution food, and you know, a TV station came by. I mean, they just decided to see what we were doing, because they saw like 400 people out there, and they didn't know what was going on. And they interviewed several people, and that was on the news later on that evening. And one lady said, "I don't know what I would do without this church on this corner." So those words are a blessing. They are a joy for me to hear that these people are saying that we are making a difference. And that's a joy that, you know, words cannot describe.
Certainly. How important is it that the works of mercy that you do with the food bank and the clothing and English language and things like that, mercy and education, how important is it that those be in conjunction with the word and sacrament ministry that you do there? How important is it that that the community see that these two are connected, word and sacrament ministry with the mercy work and the service that you're doing for the community?
Good question, and that is something that as a church and as leaders, we don't want to lose sight, because, I mean, we do this out of our love for Christ, because we have been called by Christ to serve other people, and we distribute literature, and we offer counseling services, and we have, you know, all those portals of prayer that you have seen that are left over in the narthex of the churches, etc. They are sent to us because we have a partnership with other Lutheran churches around here, and those any kind of literature that they may have, you know, just sitting somewhere, is sent to us, and we distribute that. And we have an interview before they receive their food, because our biggest provider is Second Harvest, which is a government organization. So we have to fill out forms. So in that interview, all our people that are bilingual are trained to share the message briefly, to, you know, to smile and to give them Christian literature and invite them over to our church, or give them the schedule of the different activities. So we are sharing God's word, not only by our deeds, but also with our words.
Amen. Well, it's so great to hear that the word of God is being delivered and shared right alongside the works of mercy that you're doing there in your community. Your encouragement, any encouragement to others around the U.S. and other places who might be looking to reach out to the Hispanic community where they live?
Well, there is a reality that nobody can deny. The Hispanic community, the Hispanic people, population in this country is growing, and it is the largest minority of this country. So there is a point where, there's going to be a need for a church to reach out to Hispanics. And this is the love of Christ, a blessing. I wasn't born in this country. I came from Costa Rica. But here, one of the things that I can see is that God is bringing the world to this country. And I think that our churches in general, the Christian church at large, has a great opportunity. Probably the greatest opportunity to reach out to the world, because they are very close to our churches. And as I said, the Hispanic population is the largest minority. And at some point, one church, any given church, is going to be close to a Hispanic population. So I think that this is a great opportunity to serve those that are in need. And I encourage all the churches, all the pastors and leaders that are listening to me, to open their eyes to what's going on in the community. I have heard of some small Lutheran churches here in Orlando and some other cities that are being closed. Because I don't know what's going on inside of the church, but I do know that those communities where they are inserted changed, and they weren't ready to be part of that community. Reach out to them.
Well, Pastor, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's been a blessing to talk with you. Our time has come to an end, but thank you for talking with us this morning, and keep up the good work of sharing the good news of Jesus right there in Orlando, Florida.
My pleasure. My pleasure. God bless.
God's blessings to you, Pastor Borges, and all the saints there at Prince of Peace in Orlando, Florida. We've got more of his time coming up in just a little bit right here on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO, the messenger of good news.